Good morning. I'm Nicole, a compulsive overeater and recovering bulimic. And I just wanted to start by saying that I'm here because of the encouragement that I've received and people who've kind of poured into my life by helping me get resources like books and just sending me information to help lead. So I'm thankful to everybody who's kind of given back to me. And I hope that today is just, in some small way, a way of giving back to everybody else. And I will begin discussing what brought me to OA. My problems with food and body image began as a child. One of my earliest memories was being in kindergarten or around that age. When I was playing alone, I just remember having this feeling that I was too big, that I didn't fit in, that I didn't belong in the body that I had. And those feelings never went away. These doubts kind of morphed into a sense of a feeling of self-hatred, and an explosive temper. I remember that whenever I got angry in school, I would act out, or when I was at home, I broke things. When I found pictures of myself, I would deface them because I didn't like myself. I didn't like what I saw in those reflected back in those pictures. And as I said, these feelings never went away. They kind of went underground and manifested in different self-destructive ways. I was an observant child. And one of the things I noticed was different family members who were dieting, who struggled with their weight. I remember seeing them make slim fast shakes and seeing their special diet posted on the refrigerator. And somehow I internalized that and felt like I too needed to watch my weight. I was already an anxious child, but for whatever reason, seeing people struggle with their weight filled me with a new kind of fear. I was normal weight, but I did have a quote unquote chunky phase that somebody pointed out to me. When I was at a family reunion, somebody commented and said, "Well, we never thought that you would grow out of that chunky phase. It's good to see you kind of slim down." And that kind of hurt my feelings, and it stayed at the back of my mind that being chunky or not being thin was something that I needed to avoid. So I started wanting to be small, but I know that I also like to eat. So a new struggle began, and my own battle against my weight started in earnest. Around elementary age in school, I remember that I started cutting. It was something that just came to me. I didn't remember where I got the idea of cutting from, but it was just some way to relieve stress. And at this time, I remember a particular Easter when I found some Easter chocolates that were hidden. And I was alone. And I remember wanting to eat them, but not wanting to gain any weight. So I got frustrated and threw him against the wall and left the room, just feeling frustrated that I couldn't eat them. In about middle school, I ate normal meals, but I started to worry about calories intake, and I do have memories of being able to enjoy food from time to time, but they were getting few and far between. At about age 12, I moved from my hometown in Syracuse, New York, to Miamisburg, Ohio, where I live currently. This was a sensitive age. Puberty was starting. I wanted to fit in with my peers. And this became a difficult transition. I didn't adjust well. I was in the minority, and I felt like I didn't belong once again, and I didn't know how to relieve those feelings. I would come home after a day at school, and I'd spend the next couple hours just crying because I didn't want to go back. I just wanted to go back to Syracuse. And the more I understood that that was not going to happen, the sadder I felt. And I somehow discovered bulimia after watching a health video about a girl who struggled with that eating disorder. These anxieties that I had with food and with my body pushed me to find a coping mechanism. And that coping mechanism was overeating and then purging my food. I didn't think that I could ever do that after watching the health video, but I no doubt found myself in that situation. I went from eating low fat, fat-free foods to eating anything and everything in sight. This only complicated my depression, and every time that I binged and purged, I felt like I had an escape from my problems. But that didn't last long. I only really created more problems for myself. And I began a 20-year addiction to food and an addiction to overeating and purging. I would binge and purge, maybe once or twice a week, but I eventually started purging and binging every day, all day. I barely graduated high school. My grades weren't that great, but somehow I was able to get accepted into Wright State, and that's a local university, and they did give me a scholarship. In the beginning of my college academics, I was able to cope and function as a functional bulimic, like someone who was a functional alcoholic. As my time in college progressed, so did my bulimia. I did get a job, but I would blow all of my money on binges or on spending money to get hotel rooms where I would take bags and bags of food and just sit and binge and purge until I was dehydrated and needed to go to the hospital. At this time, I lived at my family home, and in an attempt to help me, my parents showed tough love, and they said that if you want to continue living with us, then you're going to have to turn things around and join go into treatment. And I did this 3 times, but each of the 3 times ended in disaster because I wasn't ready to be in recovery. So I would end up going from the treatment center to being homeless because I didn't finish and I didn't keep the terms of my family's ultimatum. This began to facilitate a turnaround for me, because I didn't want to keep being homeless. I had multiple therapists at this time, and one of them suggested OA. I didn't immediately go into OA, but when I hit rock bottom, during another time that I was homeless, and another time that I found myself eating out of dumpsters to find food to binge and purge on, I finally came to the end of myself and decided to go to an OA meeting. It was in OA that I found other people who had an understanding about what it was like to be addicted to food. And I felt at home and I felt hope for the first time. I looked up what the word hope meant, and it was defined as a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. In OA, I began to have the expectation that each day was a new day for me to have a chance at the miracle of abstinence. I will close by reading from For Today on page 333, November 28. It says that hope is the risk that must be run. And that is from George Bernanos. This reading ends by saying that I have hope or I wouldn't be in OA. Do I have the willingness to take that leap into the steps into abstinence? And so far, my answer has been yes. I'm working through the steps with the sponsor, and I am at step 8. So, my life has changed dramatically since the days where I was binging and purging and felt lost. I'm thankful to OA. I'm thankful to the people who have come alongside me and helped me walk my path to discovery. And I'm thankful for this opportunity to share what brought me to OA and how my life has changed. With that, I will pass. Thank you.